Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. The late, great Tom Petty bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Not late or great yet. Working on it. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Joel Barker is our guest. Settle down. I'm excited too. Joel's here. He's in his 13th year of hanging out with us, and he's the author of so many books, including Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. Starthrower.com, that's where they can find your video, your films, right, Joel?
Yes, right. And there's a sale on them right now, too.
So check it out, folks. No, and the paradigm is there, and also your implications at the Verge video is there too, right?
Innovation at the Verge.
Innovation at the Verge. Yeah, it's all about implications. I learned a lot about implications from Joel, folks. It's helped me. Hey, Joel, let's talk about a new self-cleaning concrete that's not only self-cleaning. I could use some of that. I need to find this because I'm pouring some concrete this year. Self-cleaning, but it's also strong and lightweight. How, by definition, come on, Joel, by definition, how could concrete be lightweight?
Well, it has to do with what you mix it up in. And the research, this came out of China, by the way. So we had a USA example. Now here's a Chinese example in which they wanted to create a concrete that resisted staining and resisted dirt in particulate collection. Mm-hmm. And what they did is they mixed in a polymer, which I cannot pronounce. It goes on, I think it's about 16 letters, but it's called a silicone polymer. And when they mixed it in and then let it dry, it created a condition at all the pores, the teeny little pores that concrete has, you know, where the air bubbles out and the gas bubbles out.
Right.
It created a situation where anything that got there would run into this polymer. And it resists everything, including water. So water slides off. And
so does the polymer help to bind the aggregate together, too?
Not
on the surface, but to bind together. And did that allow it to be lighter weight, you think?
I think that is very possible, because what they don't talk about is adding a lot of sand or ash or things like that.
Yeah.
They just talk about these polymers.
The end result is it's
very strong. And the water washes the dirt off when it goes off.
I read this, but I didn't read where it talked about how it's made up, the aggregate, you know, the different, concrete mix, the sand, the aggregate. What do you do? Is this for construction or for it wouldn't be for roads, right? It would be for construction, probably for building walls.
Yeah, it's definitely for building walls. And the other thing they said that was interesting is it can actually be a surface material, because it will kill bacteria and bugs on it. And so in hospitals, you could have counters with this material, and anything that landed on it would get
killed. That's a good idea.
So it has an antibacterial quality to it as well.
Right.
And again, here's what we keep seeing. We keep these discoveries keep coming up where nobody guessed that it would be antibacterial until they got it and tested it. What they were looking for is for it to wash the dirt off.
Speaking of polymers, let's talk about this solid-state battery that has a solid polymer material that it uses to bond the lithium ions together to make a better battery. Tell us about this.
Well, and you said it perfectly, but we have to define better battery. Twice as powerful. Instead of 280 miles, 400 or 560 miles on the same size battery. Or you cut the battery in half, which is a really expensive part of an electric car. You keep the same mileage, you cut the batteries in half, therefore dropping the cost of the car dramatically. This is a big one right here.
Well, see, people can identify with this because they've been using mechanical hard drives for 40 years, and you can hear them spinning in there, and when they break down, you lose all your data, right? But you know, anybody who's got half a brain, when they buy a new computer, they buy solid state hard drives, because they don't move. They're inert. I mean, they're not inert, but they don't move. They don't spin. They're not mechanical. So a solid state battery would be the same thing, right? It wouldn't be mechanical like an old battery.
Kind of, except that some of these batteries have there's liquid inside them. In fact, it's what causes the fires.
And yeah. I call that a mechanical battery, though. I think of that as a mechanical thing. See what I mean?
All right,
whereas a solid state wouldn't be mechanical. Yeah. It wouldn't be moving around like water would.
No, and it won't catch fire.
So that's important, isn't it, in a battery? That's how I want
my
batteries.
How about in a car accident?
Yeah.
You get in a car accident with the others, you can have a fire which is driven by the battery. This makes that go away.
Especially when you're in an electric car, you're sitting on the batteries.
Yeah, right, exactly. But this is a big deal because all of a sudden, the range that we've all said we're waiting for, I've said I'll buy an electric car as soon as I get 400 miles, you know, nonstop.
Right.
I don't have to charge it up. Mm-hmm. This looks like I'm going to get 500 miles, and
wow.
I am going to get an electric car because of that.
I was on the street the other day, and a Tesla pulled up beside me. I've seen one before, but I've never been around one running. And that car pulled up beside me, and it was pretty cool how much noise it did not make.
Yeah, exactly. It's impressive.
Those cars, the problem they have in where they have a lot of them, like in Palo Alto, is people get run over because they don't hear them coming.
Exactly right.
Yep. So anyway, this
in fact,
this is,
I think there's a new law coming in that they're going to have to produce a certain sound.
Yeah.
So they will be making sound fairly soon.
Some kind of white noise. So folks, solid state batteries. And Joel, you've been telling us about this for a long time. For years, you've been telling us that the key to this part of our world is not in the wheels or in the vehicle. It's in the battery, right? And that. Go ahead. Last thoughts, quickly.
The battery is the choke point, and it looks like we've got the choke point handled.
So, solid-state polymer batteries, folks, coming at us. Quick break, right back with Joel Barker. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.